birds, lemalo. What's the miminechur and mibeiz minim? So tovi sheis, and she has to bring another six birds. And nos nos lekunas is brought to the kohen, v'eni yedas man nos, so she doesn't know what type she gave to the kohen. So olach ha-kohen v'yoso, or else the kohen went and made them, v'eni yedai does not know ma'oso, so then tzricha dalet preidim l'nidro, u'shtayim l'chavosai. She has to still bring now two, four pairs to the yetza neder, and two for a chayva. V'chatis achas, and one more chatis. That's what she has to bring. And of this, Ben Azim says, Beis chatis, no, she has to bring two for chatis. The kid says the suffix, if she's yetza or a chayva not, so out in the suffix, we're not sure what type of a chayv she has to bring, which type of a bird, so therefore she has to, over, misafik, she has to bring two of them. The Akoponim, it says there, Omer Bishua, Bishua said, Zer Shomru, this is what it was said, like we bring all this down just for this end part. That the end part it says, Omer Bishua, Zer Shomru, this is what it was said, Keshuchai Kheluechot. That when the animal is alive, it only has like one kheil. Goes on an aisle, it's only like one kheil. So Keshumais, that when the aisle dies, then Kheiloi Zayin, it has seven kheilas. Rashi explains, when the aisle dies, from the aisle itself, you have seven kolos. What does that mean to say? Ketzav kolos shiva, beis karnav is two horns, beis chatzotzreis, beis shukov, beis chalilin, and oroin lusuf, ma'amun nevolim. Kitsi can make a lot of different musical instruments from the aisle. So Yeshua said this. So you see the Ikar proof we brought down now, this last Mishnah about the Shreya Mishnah, we're not going to go into it completely, but all these different sveikas of the Mishnah and Kanim, but I'll call upon the Gemara brings it down now to see that Stam, it says Yabishua Ina. So you see Yabishua is the Stam Tana of Masech Tekinim. Therefore, we're back to the original Kasha we had before. Why does it say there that when both of them were brought Lamata, that Sulim, why do we say no, even the others brought Lamata should be Kasha? Because according to Yeshua, an Ola that's brought Lamata is Kshera. So was Akasha. So he wanted to say, maybe it's not like Yeshua. So he brought down this last Mishnah, then Zof, Om Yeshua, Mashmas Tana, of Sech Tekinim, is Rabbi Yeshua. So go to Kasha. So he writes it like this. Hey, Madiyam Rabbi Yeshua, when did Yeshua say Yisvaron, that a Chatis, that an Ola, sorry, which is brought Lamata, that is Timshach, to become into a Chatis, he only said that Svara, Liyafuki Midei Mila. He only meant to say that there's no Yisra Mila on it anymore. The Yisra Mila goes off the korban. But Lameisik Le Lechoyv and Miyomar, but Avada to Mekayim Yechoyv, that he never said. Rashi says, if the Oyla Nasas Chatas Vishvil Sheshinabo, that this Oyla becomes into a Chatas, meaning that you like you could eat it. That's all, the Yisra Mila goes off. But now that you Mekayim Yechoyv, Avada Negei to Chayvois, it's really like an Oilah, just it's possible for an Oilah, and it became into a Chatis, but Avadi not Mekayim Yechayim of a Chatis, it wasn't made a Chilu for that, he would not say that this Oilah now becomes a Chatis to say L'Chayva, as I didn't say. So therefore, before we're talking about is the Yish Mekayim L'Chayvis or not, therefore since they're both done L'Mato, there we say no, we have to be afraid it was an Oilah that was done L'Mato, therefore it's Sula. So even though the Meister could be his Kshera, that the Kanan could eat from it, but I'll call upon him, L'yotzi Dechavosai, that much of Yeshua never said. Therefore, there's no Stira. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Rilu Tashala, but the Gersa somehow this first part of the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah. We have it in brackets here, the Mishnah starts off the way we have it is, Kolaf Sulin Shemoku, any kind that's possible that makes the Malika, the Locher is Psula, that the Malika is Psula. But v'yeinu matamah v'vesabliya. But the ma'isa, it's not worse than a shechita that was done to it, that the ma'isa there's no tumas nevela on it. There's even if a zar or an oinen, it's full yom, makes some liko, saradu it's possible, al filchas kochim, but the ma'isa is the issa mila, the issa tumas nevela goes off it. That's the call of kolaf slun shemokum, the kosum sula, v'yeinu matamah v'vesabliya. Still it's not matamah v'vesabliya. Now the Mishnah says, Morlak Bismil. Let's say the Kohen uses his left hand to make the Malika. Oi Balila, or else he makes the Malika at night time. Or else Shochat Chulim Bifnim. If they made a Shechita on an animal which is chulin inside the azara, or else the kotshim achutz. The mere shchit on kotshim achutz. It's not very. You're not allowed to do this. The shchit is psula. In all these cases, of the mlik is psula. But our call point of the Mishnah says, "Eino mitama v'beis abliya." In all these cases, the mlik or the shchit helps this much that there's no more tumas nevela. The tumas nevela goes off it. That if you eat the nevela of it, you're not mitama yourself. The tumma goes off. What's going to be molak pesachin? Let's say the Kohen made a mlik on a knife with a knife. Instead of using his thumb, he used the knife. Molak pesachin, or else molak chulin bifnim, or else he had an oif, which is chulin, and he brought it inside lefnim in the azor, and he made a malika there, or else for kodishim machutz, he had an oif of kodshim, and he made a machutz outside, he made a malika outside, and the malika is only inside, not outside, or else terim shleigiz manim, he brought for an oilas, oif, terim.